Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to part 3 in our 12-part series entitled Biblical Economics. In our last program, we talked about the first pillar upon which the false gospel of health and wealth, name it and claim it, and I like to call it blab it and grab it, we kick down that first pillar upon which that false gospel stands. In today's program, we're going to kick down the second pillar upon which this false gospel of health and wealth stands, because false prophets, these lying teachers, will teach you that God promises that every Christian will be blessed, but that is a false gospel. The false prophets will correctly tell you that the church is under the new covenant, not the old covenant, because the old covenant was for Israel, the physical descendants, the physical seed of Abraham. So they will correctly tell you that. Then they will incorrectly tell you that tithing is a requirement for Christians. Well, you should ask your pastor or preacher where they find scriptures to support tithing under the new covenant. These hypocrites will beat you over the head with Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, to try to convince you that Christians are commanded to tithe under the new covenant. But I'm going to show you that this pertains to the physical seed of Abraham and not the spiritual seed of Abraham. This applies to the old covenant and not to the new covenant. So let's read Malachi chapter 3 and verses 8 through 10. You've probably heard this preached 1,000 times by these false teachers that teach you that tithing is a requirement for Christians. And this is what they beat you over the head with. In Malachi 3, verses 8 through 10, it says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But how have we robbed you, you say? Well, you robbed me in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all of the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now, says Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." So that's what they'll quote to you. But they don't quote to you the rest of the chapter. And if you read the whole chapter, in fact, if you read the whole book of Malachi, you'll notice that God is speaking to the Levitical priests about the nation of Israel, the physical seed of Abraham. And we're going to turn back now to Malachi chapter 2 so we can read some more of the story and get this context. This is Malachi chapter 2 and verses 1 through 10. Here God is saying, "Priests, this command is for you. Priests, this command is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not set it on your heart to give glory to my name, says Yahweh of hosts, then I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. And indeed, I have cursed it, because you do not set it on your heart. Behold, I am rebuking your seed, and I will spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your appointed feasts. And you shall know that I have sent this command to you by my covenant with Levi." Notice that. By my covenant with Levi. By my covenant with Levi. This whole book of Malachi is directed toward the Levitical priests. These were the priests under the old covenant. And this is what the Lord of hosts says, Jehovah, Yahweh. In verse 5, "My covenant with him was life and peace, and I gave them to him for fear, and he feared me, and he is awed before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned away many from iniquity. For the priest's lip should guard knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts, us. Now notice what God is saying to the Levitical priests. But you, Levitical priests, you have turned out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says Jehovah of hosts. Therefore, I have also made you despised and low before all the people, just as you have not kept my ways. Now in verse 10, is there not one Father to us all? Has not one God created us? Why do we act deceitfully, each man with his brother? Now notice this next statement, and these are the Levitical priests talking here. They're asking the question, why do we act deceitfully, each man with his brother, to profane the covenant of our fathers? In other words, to violate what? The covenant of our fathers. Who is he talking about? Whenever you see a phrase like that, our fathers, it's talking about the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what was the covenant to our fathers? God said to Abraham, then repeated it to Isaac, then repeated it to Jacob, that I will make of you a great nation. I will bring you into a land. I will multiply your seed. I will bless you accordingly. Those who bless you, I will bless. Those who curse you, I will curse. All of those were promises to the physical seed of Abraham, which is the nation of Israel. And then there was a second part of that covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that said, in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. That part of the covenant, in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, that is talking about the one seed, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. And you can see that in Galatians, the third chapter, in verse 8 and in verse 16, that is talking about the one seed, Yeshua the Messiah. So God says, I will give you a multitude of seed. That's plurality in seed. That means many descendants. That's talking about the many children of Israel that grew into the nation of Israel. But then he says, in your seed, singular, shall all nations of the earth be blessed. That's through Yeshua that he brings salvation. That's a spiritual promise. That's a spiritual blessing. And like we said in our last program, what these false prophets teach is the mixing of these two covenants together. The old covenant having to do with blessings of health and wealth, physical blessings, that went to Israel, and that was incorporated into the old covenant. But then the other part of the covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, in your seed, singular, shall all nations of the earth be blessed. That refers to the spiritual blessings of salvation through Yeshua the Messiah. That was later incorporated into the new covenant. And the book of Malachi is clearly talking about the old covenant ordinance or statute of tithing. This is an old covenant ordinance or statute of tithing. That's what he commanded for the nation of Israel, that they should tithe and give it to the Levitical priests. But these hypocritical, pimping preachers of today will beat Christians over the head with this one old covenant teaching. Why? Because it makes them very profitable. So these prophets are profiting from the lies that they are teaching people. And the lie is that you as a Christian are bound under the old covenant teaching of tithing. And so for these false prophets, tithing is nothing more than a 10% religion tax. They're taxing you for coming to church. They don't pick out of the old covenant any other statutes or ordinances to beat you over the head with. They will tell you, they'll look you straight in the face and say the old covenant is done away with. And then they pull out of the old covenant this one thing that has to do with making them profitable. And that is this 10% religion tax that they call tithing. Now, if you choose to tithe, that's okay. I tithe. I practice tithing. But I don't do it because it's a requirement for Christians any more than offering animal sacrifices is a requirement for Christians. That was a part of the old covenant also. I tithe because it's a good principle. I do see evidences that Abraham tithed and that Jacob tithe. So that was prior to the Old Covenant. I don't see it in the New Covenant, but prior to the Old Covenant, I see evidences of people tithing, and God gave it to Israel for a good reason. So I tithe, but I don't tithe because it's a requirement. I don't tithe as though it's something that we have to do in order to get God's blessings, and that's what these false prophets who profit from this lie will teach you. Oh, you've got to sow your seed. You've got to pay your tithe. You've got to give generously if you expect to be blessed by God. And they beat people over the head with this. And it's a shame that people are teaching this false gospel of health and wealth. And this second pillar, that tithing is a requirement for Christians, we've just kicked that to the curb by looking at Malachi and seeing that the book of Malachi was written to the Levitical priests, and they were the priests under the Old Covenant. It has nothing to do with the New Covenant. Christians are not bound under the New Covenant to pay tithes. Now, regardless of whether or not you do tithe, God our Father does sometimes bless His children with prosperity. But that is not a promise. It's a possibility.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.